Morning to you, mate.
Now, we got what we expected. That's the good news. And the even better news, it seems, is that Samsung have managed to keep their new foldable phones at the same price as last year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a foldable smartphone to me is still just an amazing thing, a piece of glass that folds in half and can be opened and shut hundreds of thousands of times. But, and the new iteration, no big change, to be honest, apart from just everything's refined, more durable, better size, different things like that. But I was pretty blown away they were able to keep the price the same. The flip phone is $1,500. The folding open like a book to a tablet phone, about $2,500, which is the same as last year. And I think that with everything going on in the world, that's to Samsung Australia's credit, they've been able to do that, because it's not a good look when prices go up. And when you're trying to bring people into something new, like these foldable smartphones, I think it was probably a smart move. I don't know if it's a loss leader, but whatever the case, it's good news if you're into a foldable smartphone. They come out on September 2, and they're available right now to pre-order.
Okay. I can't believe Apple have celebrated 40 years in Australia. That's incredible.
It is strange, because I think a lot of us now just think of Apple as the iPhone, iPad company, but you've got to remember the Apple computer was huge. 40 years ago, they were in schools and workplaces. So they have come a long way in those 40 years. And one of the things they're known for now is their corporate social responsibility, you know, doing the right things in terms of equality and also the environment. And their head of environment, Lisa Jackson, was in Australia this week to announce they were doing a deal to buy green energy from a new wind farm in Queensland. But also, they were committing that by 2030, every single Apple product will be powered by renewable or green energy. So what that means is that your iPhone, your Mac, your iPad in 2030, Apple is offsetting your usage. So if you plug it into the wall and a coal-fired power station is charging your phone, Apple is buying the carbon offset credits to ensure that you are actually carbon neutral in terms of your actual Apple device usage.
Wow. Great news, particularly, you know, with just everything that's going on with climate change. And yeah, it's brilliant stuff. And KO, finally, KO, hitting record numbers. They must be doing it right.
They are. I mean, 1.3 million subscribers now to KO. And when you consider that Foxtel has 1.4 million, you can probably assume that more people are watching live sport on KO than they are on Foxtel right now. And this was an important move for the company, Foxtel, Fox Sports, to ensure that they were there for the future, not just the old school, you know, broadcast boxes. And what's fascinating is it's driven by our desire to watch when we want, how we want. So I'm the kind of guy that'll watch a whole baseball game or a whole Formula One race and live. But a lot of people just want to watch the highlights or the recap or the whole event at a different time to when it was live. And that's what you're able to do now with KO Sports. So that's driving their success, and it doesn't look like slowing down.
Yeah, I think it's great to be able to watch a whole baseball match if you've got 3 or 4 days spare and you're suffering from insomnia. Fantastic.
Nah, mate. Come on. Go the Dodgers.
Yeah, they're dodgy, right? Hey, Trevor, always good to chat, and we'll do so next week.
Cheers, mate.